The water side of the city-run utility is in the red by about $21 million, new general manager Steve Zurn.
We had actually about 22 vacant positions that we eliminated, and then through our retirement incentive program, we had about 35 individuals who took that offer and retired. Now we're considering some additional staff reductions that could possibly be layoffs.
Zurn says he's hopeful they can pull out of the deficit in the next few years thanks to a couple of things, a water rate increase and a pending bond for infrastructure investment.
Somewhere in the 2015-2016 area, we began to pull up, begin to rebuild our reserves, start operating in a positive cash flow.
Based on a recent survey, he says the electric side of the operation has fared better, maintaining some of the lowest rates around.
Burbank was slightly lower, but both Burbank and Pasadena, along with L.A., have all increased their rates to some degree.
Impending state mandates, however, for pricey renewables like wind and solar means Glendale will soon be asking customers to dig a bit deeper for electricity.
This coming spring, next spring, first take it out on the road and talk to the public about it, and then interact with our commission, and then bring it back to council for a proposed rate increase.
All of these fiscal woes also mean a one-year pause in upgrading the power grid.
And then we're going to come back next year. We're going to lay out our rate increase and our rate restructuring and our revenue enhancement program. And then we're going to rejuvenate our capital improvement program.
Once it has been converted, Zurn says they'll be better able to safeguard the energy they purchase.
We buy it, but we don't sell it because it's lost over the grid system because of its age. And so by putting in the new system, we'll be able to greatly reduce that loss.
Still, power rates are expected to go up about 5% over the same number of years once approved. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070, on your corner.